This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A very strong jobs report for April.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Friday, the 3rd of May. The Labor Department said today that 165,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate fell to 7.5%. That is the lowest level since December of 2008. For analysis, let's bring in Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a pretty good report from the Labor Department.
Yes, indeed. A stronger than expected performance in April and some upward revisions to March and February, a decline in the unemployment rate. So certainly a lot better than we had worried about going into the report.
Well, tell us about those upward revisions. You're basically what you're saying is that the numbers that we had originally got for those previous months are actually much better than we thought.
Indeed, February is now estimated at 332,000 jobs. That's the strongest monthly performance that we've seen since May 2010. So the details are a bit of a mixed bag. The real strength here is coming from a couple of sectors, tourism and retail. And this is a story. It's a good one and a bad one. And the good side of it is that foreign visitors continue to reach record levels, boosting the U.S. economy. The downside is that those jobs are not always of the best quality.
And I guess my question is, Julia, you know, what sequester and what payroll tax increase? Where are they?
Well, that's a good question. They're not here yet. We did see total hours worked decline. That might reflect some of the government furloughs that we have been seeing in response to the furloughs. But so far, we're holding up okay.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Well, coming up, we'll look to the future as I wrap up my time here at Marketplace. But first, let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, up 0.7% right now in London, 0.8% higher in Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 130 points to close at 14,831.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
Well, as I wrap up my time as host of Marketplace Morning Report, we're going to look to the future. And to do that, we're going to take a little field trip to Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey. We want to find out exactly what the kids are doing these days, specifically how they're interacting with technology and what kinds of devices they're using.
Oh, I have everything. I have a laptop. I have iPhone, iPad.
I'm actually brand new to the iPhone. I got it about 2 months ago, and it's actually perfect. I mean, I have it on me all the time, especially during school.
When did you get your first phone?
I was a late bloomer. I'd probably say eighth grade, maybe.
Yeah, I also have a laptop and an iPhone, and my iPhone's always with me. Throughout the day, I'll start patting my pockets, kind of freaking out, wondering where it is. So it's like a necessity.
I have an iPhone also. I just got it recently for a birthday gift, and now I love my iPhone. It's everywhere. I sleep with it. It's pretty bad, but I love it.
I have a BlackBerry.
Oh,
I'm like one
of
the few people that still have one. And I do also have an iPod Touch and an iPad and a MacBook. So I'm also really up with all the technology.
And when did you get your first phone?
Sixth grade.
So one of the things that's interesting here is that you all have Apple products. I mean, you've got a BlackBerry, but you do
but
also
have an Apple product.
Apple products.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have Apple products because they're user-friendly, but I think PCs, there's a lot of, and Windows in particular, there's a lot of backlash against it because of our experience using it in school. All the computers here run Windows and it's slow.
It seems really institutional. It's something, it's not fun, it's
absolutely
work. The devices these students use for fun are on all the time. Yes, there are rules. They're not allowed to use them in class, but those rules are hard to enforce, and they're changing quickly as more and more schoolwork gets done electronically. So I wondered, do these students who are constantly connected worry about their privacy?
Believe it or not, I've never had a Facebook for that exact reason, because if I couldn't control myself to do something, you know, something you may think is funny but might come back to haunt you in the future, you don't want it to be on the internet, and once it's on the internet, it's up there forever.
I really don't even use Facebook for posting things about me. I never really present anything about myself because I'm afraid that a future employer or something like that it'll be trouble.
Are you connected to your parents on Facebook?
No, because even though I'm not doing something stupid on Facebook, it's not hard for someone else to do something bad and maybe tag me in it,
right,
or show that I have some kind of involvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. All my accounts are private, but I never go on Facebook anymore. It's kind of for a project, if you're working on a project with someone or whatever, but otherwise I never really use it.
Some words Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg probably would not love to hear. That was Anna Lascari, as well as Basil Bryant, Brianna Horde, Max Gould, Timothy Gray, and Ellie Williams, students at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey. And you can find our full conversation at marketplace.org. And finally, this is my last day hosting the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm going to be heading up to Boston to co-host a new expanded version of the public radio news magazine Here and Now. I first want to say thanks to the amazing team here at Marketplace, especially my incredibly talented producers, Justin Ho and Sean Bowditch. Thanks also to Lina Anwar, Katie Long, and Ethan Lindsay. I want to thank Rada Abid for giving me the chance to host this show, and to Deb Clark for giving me the freedom to do it my way. And I want to thank J.J. Yore, who brought me here 6 years ago and always believed in me. But mostly, I want to thank you for listening, for caring about business news, and for appreciating Marketplace's effort every day to make it interesting and relevant. The good news is your new host starting Monday will be the one and only David Brancaccio, and I am honored to hand this job over to him. You can always find me on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.